And David shepherded them with integrity of heart, skillful hands, he led them. And then the other scripture I chose is Mark chapter 10, verses 43 to 45. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Amen.
So I'm going to start us off with a prayer, and then I will. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing each and every one of us here tonight. We ask you to lead us, guide us, and teach us about leadership and servanthood. We ask thee to help lead us forward as Epworth Methodist Church moves forward, to guide us and help us and lead us along the way. And we thank you for all the presence of our many members and for their faithful service. We ask these things in our special holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So first I'm going to ask, I think Pastor Tura has some things she wants to share before we jump into.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at the leadership structure tonight. That's what we're bringing before you guys. Is the council has already looked at this and approved it. And I just kind of wanted to say a word about why we are looking at this and how it came about. And then I guess Pastor John can preside over the vote for that. Is that how that works? Okay, good. This is only the second one I did. The last one we had two other churches, so I'm getting there. So the leadership team, the rationale is that we are a small church. We have an average of attendance of around about 30 people, a little bit more on a Sunday. And given the size of our actively engaged members, those who served in our leadership and administration ministry and the varying committees were often finding themselves having to go to three different meetings a month every single Thursday night, going over the same material every single Thursday night to get anything done. So I talked to Pastor John with the GMC here in Virginia to verify that we were allowed to have a different structure if we could find something that would work and make more sense for our size. After talking to Paul, I put together a proposal for the church council for a simplified leadership structure that consists of one main leadership team that does the voting. They handle the administrative part, the voting part, and they handle the business of the church, and then a trustees team that handles all of the real property stuff as under the discipline. That would be the trustees function the way the discipline lays it out. The leadership team takes on all of the functional responsibilities of the various committees that are laid out in the, as a one body, that are laid out in the Book of Doctrine and Discipline for all the different committees. And then there are several smaller teams within that leadership structure that actually carry out the mission and the ministry of the church. So we have a missions and outreach team. We will have a prayer team. We have, it's on the sheet for those that haven't looked at this. So there are several smaller teams. The leaders on those smaller teams are part of the leadership team. They have vote, and they represent the work that's being done, and they represent what the leadership team wants to have done. So the plan of the leadership team, they carry back to their smaller teams to make sure everything is aligned with what the leadership team is looking to do. The only other thing I will say about that tonight is that that monthly leadership meeting on the second Thursdays of each month at 7 is meant to function as something like a family meeting or a town hall meeting for the Epworth Church. Everyone in the church is invited to come to these meetings. They are invited to come and hear what the leadership team has got going on, to come and hear about opportunities for them to get engaged. And to ask questions and make suggestions According to the discipline and to our bylaws, the leadership team has the responsibility for planning and implementing the mission and ministry of the church. But the mission and ministry is of the church. It involves the whole body. So part of the goal of this new structure and the way we're going to do meetings is to welcome everybody to come and have input into how we move forward as a church. Okay? Are there questions?
I have one. Mm-hmm. Under your leadership team, it says lay member. Is that lay member to annual conference?
Yes, sir. Yes. That would be the lay delegate.
It would be lay delegate to annual conference, just so it's...
We'll make it clear.
Just okay. So it's clear.
Can you make note of that on... Actually, I'll make note of that. Pass me a pen on my note. And that way I'll fix that.
Okay.
And... We need okay. to make sure that we're all aware that when it passes, it will be passed as amended lay member.
To annual conference.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So just to verify, nobody had any questions on what Tara just presented?
No.
Okay. All right. So I don't know how many of you have met. This is our presiding elder sitting here at the table, Pastor John Bright. And so he will conduct a business that's...
One more thing before the vote.
Okay.
Because I did say that you and the council have already seen this.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a modification. Secretary was added. That was not in the original, but it is a required office. It didn't get put in the original because JR was functioning as the secretary, but that is actually part of the core leadership team. So that is also added in. And any other changes would have been on the attachments that were sent out in preparation for this. There were some changes within the trustees that had to do with the number of trustees because we're voting on new trustees and our previous chair of the trustees has been taken off of the paperwork because he has stepped out. And that's the next piece of business. But but those are the only changes that have been made to that. They're not substantive, but I did want to make sure everybody's aware.
Okay. First bit of business we need to do, we need to elect a church conference secretary. Do I have a nomination?
J.R.
J.R. Mitchell.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Anybody opposed, you get the job.
Speak
not
up.
Hearing anybody.
Speak up.
Not hearing anybody. Okay. Briefly, the Global Methodist Church, the Book of Doctrine and Discipline, allows great flexibility for how you want to arrange your leadership. You have to, whatever your leadership structure is, A, you need to have oversight of nurture, outreach, and witness. If you know, we've used those three areas, they're still in there. So, you know, you've got to have oversight for that. With a simplified structure, which is what you're using, it's just a general overview name for it. With that simplified structure, I'm gonna suggest to you to be very specific in your minutes. Don't have a conversation that drifts over into finance. When you're going to have a finance discussion, write finance next to it and have your I know it's hard, but it will look better down the road. If it's showing, yes, well, I don't know. We talked about finance. We were talking about, you know, the tablecloths that we need to get. Just have those categories. When you're going to have finance, write finance and have those discussions and those
you
notes.
Follow the agenda.
Tablecloths.
Yeah.
Follow the table, you know. Just make those distinctions. And I don't know if this group is going to handle nominations.
Yes, because we won't have a separate team for that.
You won't have a separate team for that. Okay. Then, you know, that time of year when nominations, make sure you say. Now, the Book of Doctrine and Discipline provides for Tara to be chair of nominations. If she surrenders that to the chair of the leadership team, I wish you would make a note of it.
Okay.
At that meeting, that Tara has delegated leadership, because that is a disciplinary requirement, but it's there. Everybody understand what I'm getting at?
Yes.
Just make sure you've got those little notes so that anybody looking back can say, no, we followed the Book of Doctrine and Discipline because these committees did have their work done by this leadership.
And this would be like special circumstances if she couldn't make it and we need to have one and she wanted to delegate?
No.
No, no. If I'm letting you function as the lead of that particular team.
Okay.
And we are incorporating that into the nominations, like the nominations team is incorporating into that, Okay. Then you're the one that's heading the leadership. And so we would need to make note of that.
Okay.
You and I would still be having conversations about who's being nominated as with the rest of the leadership.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm not trying to muddy the water.
No, I was just looking.
I'm not trying to muddy the water.
We just want to make sure that our minutes are clear, following an agenda, as Jamie mentioned, sticking to the agenda and following it and having the conversations the way that they're laid out for each meeting will help with that. JR, because he's our secretary, is recording these too, so we will have recordings available for if anybody needs to go back and see what was said, those will be available as well. So.
The other suggestion I'm going to give to you is one I've already shared with Tara. That do not simply call yourselves these new groups teams. You need to dive into, this is a suggestion, but I'm saying you need to dive into what is team-based ministry. Because team-based ministry is not committees. The job of a committee is to meet for hours and produce minutes. Y'all knew that, right? Teams operate in a whole different way.
Yeah.
And one of the things I always suggest is that teams develop a team covenant, which serves as a way to connect you all spiritually, not just for business. So ministry, you can have ministry teams with covenant. You can have administrative teams with covenants.
How'd you say it first, teams?
Team-based ministry. There's lots of good, there's books out there on it. There's teaching, there's all kinds of stuff out there, on that. So, So just a suggestion from me. So everybody's had a chance to look at this new proposal for the leadership team. You've got people listed in those. So when we approve this structure, we are electing these people for the leadership team.
And the church council has already approved the new team structure.
Yeah.
Just to remind everybody.
So it's coming as a recommendation. And so this is before, the new leadership team structure is before us, and those listed are being nominated and will be elected with this single vote. Is there any more discussion on this leadership team structure or the people being nominated? All right, then I'll ask for a vote. All those in favor of this leadership team structure and those being nominated to fill these positions, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All opposed? Say nope. Okay. That one passes. Then you have a separate trustees team.
And if I can speak to that.
Yes, one. Please do.
Okay. So near the end of January, Jerry Becker stepped down from his position with the trustees due to events in his personal life. None of those events are a reflection on his work as the chair of the trustees. I want to be very clear about that. He has not left the church, and we are deeply grateful for the work on the trustees, and we look forward to our continuing fellowship with him. Due to some of the language of the new doctrine and discipline, Stewart has also stepped off of the trustees in his official capacity, but he is committed as ever to continuing the work he so diligently pursues for the growth and stewardship of this beloved church and our people. In light of the Doctrine and Discipline's membership requirements, encouragement to select members who reflect the varied makeup of the church, and the willingness of candidates, the nominations team tonight would like to offer Tammy Boyer and Susan Little for your consideration to fill the vacancies on the trustees. This Sunday, I also want to make note, we are going to have a special time of celebrating the work that the trustees have done over this past year. I'm really actually quite impressed and astonished and want to celebrate and share what they have done so far, as well as a time of laying on of hands and consecrating our new leadership team and our new trustees. I would encourage all of you to be here Sunday if you can to be part of that. And invite people to come and be part of that. So we have before you guys, and encourage you to come to the leadership team meeting next Thursday. But for this, we have before you Susan Little and Tammy Boyd as nominees.
Question, which class are they being placed in? Because we're electing classes, correct?
Yes. And I would say probably classes B and C, because B and C are the ones that are only one person.
Okay, would you like to tell me which one is which?
Are you okay with the 2-year term for right now?
I'm fine with it, yes.
Okay.
So
Susan would be that one.
Susan, and last name?
Little.
So that's okay. Class what?
That'd be class B.
Okay.
And then class C is going to be Tammy Boyer, and that's going to be the 3-year term, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
The ones that are up for rolling next.
And you can be from the same household, because I know one time.
I looked, and I did. I like read all back and through.
Okay.
So yes.
At one point then,
there are some things you can't have in the same household that wasn't marked.
So is Tammy A or C?
Tammy is C,
C.
And Susan is B.
I don't know who counts your money, but whoever counts your money absolutely should not be from the same household, and I would say from the same family. And that's for their protection.
Yeah.
Not that. That's it for their protection, not yours. It really is.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah. So you brought up family. That's one that.
Yep, the money is not something family should be all touching at the same time. And, and the PPRC should not have family members with the pastor on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have a question about that, since this is a few years that I've done this. I have done PPRC, SPRC thing. And that one, there was no family members.
Mm-hmm.
But your leadership team, which is now going to represent that, has family members on it.
So technically, at least one of Anne's positions would have had her on the SPRC, if I recall correctly, but she couldn't be.
No.
So Lane.
Lonely was on there.
Well, no. Okay. Because I have her on the leadership structure when I got here as the alternate lay member. which would have had her on all the teams this time. Maybe not. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know the answer to your question. Honestly, I don't know the answer to your question. I would say that, typically speaking, in single teams like this with a simplified structure, you end up with smaller working groups that handle various aspects of it. So, like, there will be a smaller working group that deals with finance stuff and then brings their work product back to the entirety of the team. I would say the same thing will probably be true of the SPRC, that that'll be handled by a smaller working group that does the actual, and then brings the whole thing back for a vote by the whole team. But I don't know if that would be a conflict. So John might need to answer that question.
When you switch over to a simplified structure, some of that stuff just goes out the window. Because you are doing it for small membership churches that are switching over to this, and so often you have multiple people, you know, who are, you know, in those roles from the same family, and it just, that's just the way it happens.
I don't think we mind. We just want to make sure you
approve. Like I said, no.
We want to keep within the lines, you know.
I don't think you're violating anything, because it would be wrong of us to say, hey, here's this flexibility. No, stop, you can't do that. And I've not heard this coming up with anybody else who has a simplified structure.
Unfortunately, in this church, it's hard. You would be hard pressed to put a leadership team together where there are not family members involved.
If somebody's related to somebody, I don't care.
Legally or illegally.
Right.
And that's the nature of small church, and that's why these simplified structures work so much better.
Thank you.
Okay, we are to our vote on the trustees team. You have six nominations before you. Is everybody clear on the six? There are four that were printed and two that were given to you. Is everybody clear on this?
And the four that were printed are the ones that you guys have already approved at charge conference, so it's just a reinstitution of that as part of this.
Okay, those six names are in front of you. All of those who would approve that, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All those opposed, say uh-uh. Okay, then it passes.
Praise God.
I'm not going to ask if there's any other business, because by disciplinary requirement, a called church conference can only deal with the business that's been announced.
Yep.
We've covered all that business that's been announced, so I'm going to close our business meeting with a prayer.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessing. We ask for your hand. We ask for an extra measure of grace to be given to all these leaders that we have elected this night. And we pray, Lord, that this structure, this new way of doing things here at Epworth, will cause ministry to be more fruitful. And we pray, Lord, that this fruit of the ministry, Lord, will be that more folks will be blessed through the hands of this church. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I just want to thank everybody for coming tonight. I want to thank our presiding elder for being here to conduct this business. And meeting adjourned.
So my trustees who are here.